recording.
Sorry, dude.
No problem. I'll just put it on mute and go to sleep or something.
Oh, okay.
Well, probably not.
Sorry, I didn't mean to, you know.
That's okay.
You know, like, be gay and stuff.
Mic. Well, at least it's not making that noise anymore.
God damn it, where the hell is...
I wonder if he's having...
Brad?
He's calling me. Hold on. Yo.
Okay, you're talking to Jay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're coming up on my list, he's coming up on my list, but apparently I'm not coming up on his.
Wow. I'm recording this, by the way.
Awesome.
Yeah, no.
Well,
technical difficulties.
All right.
People will pay for this.
Awesome. All right, well, let's see if we can, I don't know, go back to him and...
He just hung up on me. What the hell?
God damn it. All right, well...
Okay.
Hang on. Let me...
Okay.
Hello?
Yo.
Where the hell is... It just won't show up Brad at all as being online.
It shows
weird.
Up for me.
Can you just host a conference?
Hopefully nothing happens. No, but then I have to invite people. I might not stay. So.
Fuck. Ah, damn it.
Just
what
try
is the
him?
Deal? Can you try calling him? I don't know.
I can try.
God damn it, this is gay.
You're gay.
I am, but, you know, it has nothing to do with this.
There we go.
What the hell, Brad? I can't see you at all as being online.
I don't know, man. Okay, but did you try clicking my name and
yes,
calling me anyway?
Yes, I've been calling you over and over, and it says user not online.
Well, I don't
and
know,
And I even signed off Skype and restarted and everything. It doesn't work.
I did, too.
It's gay. No, I still don't see him.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does matter, because P-Wolf is not going to be here.
I might not stay.
Wait, what? Well, how are you going to record?
Well, he's just going to leave it on.
I can leave my computer on.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, damn it.
I know.
Well,
yeah,
wait.
Damn it.
Okay, up until you re-signed on, I could see you on my list. Now I can't.
Me?
Maybe Skype's just being slow.
Can we try Ventrilo?
I don't have Ventrilo on here.
Hold
on, let me download it really quick. We have 3 minutes to do this.
Well, before you do that, line up another song.
I already did. We're already at your pendulum.
No, I know.
I mean
another one.
Yeah.
Damn it, that's gay.
Stall it.
Right, whatever. Just keep stalling with songs. God, I don't know what people have sent me that, though.
Okay, well, I just uploaded a whole folder full of stuff that people have sent me.
Oh, where is it?
Hang on.
People would love to hear that. I don't know.
There. But only 3 of them uploaded for some reason. Hang on.
Which ones?
Just go there. Click that link.
Oh, okay. What do I want to play from? Metro? Yeah, Metro seems to be the longest one.
What the fuck?
So I need the... Yeah, but the thing is, does Nisephony or Kazanzi know how to use it?
I'll tell him to get it.
Alright, cool. This is pretty damn awesome. Awesomely ghetto, at least for people listening to music, I suppose.
Can you see him now?
I have a feeling that Liz probably already knows how to use Ventrilo. Yeah, and she already has it. So.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
So how about we'll just interview her first.
And get Kazanzi to work.
Give Kazanzi a bit of time to get working.
Alright. Well, whatever. It's pretty damn gay. Pretty damn gay.
Agreed. To all of you out there that are listening to this recording, don't use Skype anymore. Okay.
Goddamn Skype. This was supposed to be ready to go once I got here.
Ventrilo, well, you were also late.
Dude, so. Yeah, I know, but still. Okay, regardless of the fact that I was late, I had 12 minutes to sit this all out, but no, Skype won't work.
Yeah.
What was this Ventrilo crap? Man, I gotta pee.
But go pee.
God. So bad. No, I can't.
Well, do it now.
Time, like, just 4 minutes.
Well, you're gonna be time. Sitting. You're gonna have. Alright, fine.
Shut the hell up. I don't care. I don't.
Then we'll start.
Don't worry, I'm playing another song.
Anyway. I've never used Ventrilo.
What's the song? Well, type it to me. I don't want everyone to know.
Yeah, don't say the password.
Yeah, don't tell me a password or whatever.
The password is Lee likes
no!
men.
No!
That actually is the password.
Oh, is it? Awesome.
Yeah.
So where is it, Brad?
It's, hang on. Got it. Dude, Scott, edit this crap out of the broadcast. Nobody wants to hear this.
Of course
this
they
is retarded.
Do.
I want to hear it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
I want to hear it.
So you're going to download this and listen to this part a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this is the best part of it.
This is the whole point of the... record what the Skype conversation during the song is. It's all the weird crap, you know.
Alright, I'm online, I guess. Are you
yeah,
guys
but
there?
It's not even interesting weird crap.
Are you guys in there?
Huh?
I haven't logged on yet, no.
I don't even
but I am
know
now. Yeah.
Anything.
What the hell, Scintilla's in there?
I don't know. I think he's always online... Skype.
Hey, Peter, why are you in our Ventrilo server?
Dude, what the hell is with the echo? Your echo.
I can't hear him.
I can hear him.
Skype is being a bastard, so we're probably gonna get we're gonna use Ventrilo instead of Skype. And Jay, you're hearing an echo because you're hearing me from Ventrilo and Skype at the same time.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell?
Right.
God, how the hell do I turn off, like, sounds?
Okay, wait. Scott, did you say that you don't have Ventrilo?
No, I have it. I just never used it.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the server information.
Oh, I could have guessed that.
I think you can figure it out. It's pretty self-explanatory. Just, you know, next to the, Does it come up with, like, a wizard the first time you do it?
I figured it out. All right, let's see if this works.
And remember it's a push to talk thing.
Mine's not push to talk. I said mine is always on.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna get off Skype now.
Yeah, me too.
Is there any limit to the number of people that can be in a Ventrilo room?
Crap.
No.
No, there's not.
As far as I know, there isn't. Can you guys hear me all right? Hello?
Yeah, you're coming in fine.
All right, good. I would suggest setting it to not push the talk, because that's going to be really annoying. Like, just set your sensitivity down to zero or something, and just keep talking, I suppose. P-Wolf. Oh, P-Wolf is not on there.
Okay, can you hear me? Alright.
Yeah, I can hear you. P-Wolf doesn't know. Can you tell him to set it up to not push the talk?
Well, I'm sure he can hear us. Go to setup.
Hi! Hey, we're back. Sorry. I don't know if people can hear us right now. We've been having troubles with Skype. Just decided that doesn't want to work. So we had to, like, do a really quick and dirty switch over to using Ventrilo right now.
You know, you'd think after, like, so many months of being off the air and, you know, having taken care of this all, we'd have a game plan set and you'd be ready to go, and no, not at all.
What game plan? I was late.
I know, you bastard. God.
And,
I have so many freaking listeners. Whoa. Hi, Peter. That was Peter.
Sorry. Yeah, we have Scintilla on the line with us. He just magically appeared.
Well, okay,
burst into laughter.
And
he was just,
yeah,
he's like camping the server.
So he's
got some echoing going on. And
right, dude, stop. If you're going to be on Ventrilo, you can't be listening to the friggin' broadcast.
What?
That's weird, man. You shouldn't do that.
Oh my god. Okay.
Oh my god.
Dude. Okay, one negative thing here.
Now.
Awesome.
Anyone
He's on the game
this.
Channel, though.
Anyone.
Wow.
What?
Well, if they know how to get to the
anyways.
Server.
Anyways, okay. We're back on RDS Radio tonight. Sorry for the big craziness that's going on. We're gonna be interviewing two kids.
Yeah, they're kind of babies.
Rookies tonight, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fetus.
One thing I've noticed real quick about using Ventrilo though is that there is a definite lag that isn't really there with Skype.
Yeah, you guys don't sound as clear either.
Yeah.
But what can we do right now? Skype is.
I don't know, man.
I could switch over to Skype right now.
I don't know what the hell was wrong with it. It was just.
Still don't see on Skype, dude.
What the hell?
Well, okay. Let's.
I see
not,
you
let's
just
not
fine.
Talk about all the problems that we're having.
Whatever. All right.
I don't know. Anyways. Okay. Yeah. Should we
Gordon back joined the channel.
No,
hey,
no,
Brad.
No, don't.
Can you turn down your outbound?
You guys have to
turn down your. Is that better?
You're too high, Brad.
Is this better?
And I have to speak up. Or I can just turn up my mic. Anyways. All right. Yeah. Like I was saying, we have two interviewers tonight. Hopefully they're still awake. I know we started out really late tonight, and I was still late. Whatever. We're here now, and yeah, I think we've taken three songs already, but I only played one of them, and I still have two more. I don't know if you guys have any more song requests, but just send them to me whenever you're ready to give them to me, I guess. And,
well,
is Brad here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you. I didn't know you were sounding that loud before. Hello? God damn it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Every time...
you can just send it to me through AIM or on IRC. That's fine.
I also I uploaded like six songs that people sent me from various people. Mm-hmm. Hang on a second. And I'm uploading the last one right now.
Various people?
Yes. Like, well, did you play the one for Metro?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I played the one from Metro.
Okay.
That was the last song I played.
Alright.
I don't know what day it was. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. Wow. Yeah, the night that we get a lot of listeners is the night that, you know, everything goes wrong. That's great.
That's fine. It's okay. I can't believe we actually have a lot of listeners to begin with.
Huh?
Why are they listening?
I don't know. It's weird.
Okay. Now we're on to the topics now. And I'm going to leave that up to Brad because I have nothing to talk about.
Oh, great. All right.
Talk about pie.
I'm sorry. I'm still in the middle of doing something.
There you are, Peebles.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we're all, like, kind of busy, and then it's like, oh, wait, it's
shit.
RDS radio time.
Dude, play another friggin' song or something, I don't know. And I just got kicked from IRC, what the hell?
You play another song?
What?
Are you kidding me?
What?
This is messed up, man, everything's just going kabloom, whatever.
Seriously.
Okay.
We need time.
Sorry, guys.
Now Lee's getting on.
Sorry. Are you
guys? Oh my god.
You guys are so gay.
This is weird, man. I don't even know where... I don't know if everything is getting recorded because I hear stuff that I don't think should be recorded. Because, like, when people connect, people can hear that. Don't you hear it when people...
you know, you can turn that off.
Someone connects. Cause it's, that's
yeah,
how I turn
you can
that
turn
off.
That off, dude. I turn that off like.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, god damn.
The first thing I did, man. Ah, stupid noobs. What happened to the whole, hey Lee, we're doing the radio show tonight. You're gonna be on? Yeah, dude, I'm gonna be on. And then all of a sudden, hey, we're doing the radio show. I've been on the entire time.
They don't like you anymore.
Gay. This was my idea in the first place.
Join the club. Join the club.
There is no club without me, you fag.
What are you talking about?
This is my project. This is all me. My idea. Me.
Yeah, where have you been?
Steal
where
it from
have
me.
You been? Where
in the World
have
of Warcraft.
You been? Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
I was on tonight. I was on tonight waiting for you guys to say, hey, we're starting the radio, but no, just all of a sudden.
I've been waiting around all night too for Jay. Dude, I've been waiting around all night. Exactly. That's what I've been trying to say.
Oh my god. I mean, seriously, I would never have known if I messaged him, hey, we still doing the radio tonight? Yeah, I'm on. Where are you? I've been on the entire time, you gay. Oh well, don't even care about the sound.
Ah, get out of here.
No, I'm not really leaving. I got nothing better to do.
Wait, you're not doing an instance tonight?
No, we just finished CG.
I see.
Oh, wait, we're not on anymore?
What? What are you talking about?
We're always on.
Dude, Fat Lutes.
Oh, did you put on another song?
Is he here?
God damn. I don't know. Alright, God, why doesn't Skype work anymore? It was so simple. Everything was...
Skype is the gay. It's the gay, you know
it. Yeah, but at least it worked for, you know, all those other shows. I don't understand what's going on.
It didn't work for me, dude. That program never worked for me. I was... Well, as soon as someone would call me, I would hear, like, one word, and then the rest of it would be like, eh, eh, bah, bah, eh, eh. I was like, okay, this is just dumb.
Well, I mean, the lag wasn't the problem tonight. The problem was Jay just couldn't see me on the list at all.
Because Jay doesn't know how to use Ventrilo, which is obviously a superior program.
Oh, obviously, because, you know, it's working swimmingly tonight.
It works swimmingly whenever I use it. She just let me host it.
I think my talk is being activated every time I wiggle the microphone. Even
hey, no one cares about you.
And there's also a lot more lag with Ventrilo than on Skype. I mean, like, I'll say something and then everybody will respond like 4 seconds later.
I never had that problem, dude. I use Ventrilo like every day with my guild, and we run instances. And if there was a 4 second delay on like what we were trying to do, like in the mid battle, then we would wipe every single time. But you know,
in mid battle.
Hey, dude, seriously. I mean, there'll be times in a boss fight where we'll accidentally pull an extra like, you know, guy or two, and if we don't tell like a certain tank that, hey, you tank that
all
die.
I don't care.
Then
I really don't
I'm
care.
Just saying, there's no lag.
I don't care.
And okay, I can't hear anybody again.
And what?
I think Jay's trying to talk and he's like not saying anything. We can't hear him.
Hey, Scintilla.
Why does that keep happening? Suddenly everyone will cut out, and then I close Ventrilo and I reopen it, and everything is fine again. What's with that? Does anybody else having that problem?
You broke the internet.
Can you either just stay on or stay off? Because every time you go on and off, it'll say something, and everyone
turn that off, dude. You can.
I don't know where it is.
Go into set.
Dude, you really don't know where that is?
It's on the events tab.
Yeah, just turn off all the event sounds.
You know what's great is that now we're going to be out of music. We're going to play
it
all.
I got plenty of stuff we can play.
Well, these are actually like requests that people made to be played throughout the show.
A ton of stuff to play, so it's not a big deal.
Do you guys actually check the forums or something?
Why?
Do people actually
I just
I don't think anybody posted in the AMV Radio forum on the org all this week.
AMV Radio forum in the org is gone. It's all back on the.
I didn't see anyone posting the AMV Radio. The RDS
yeah,
Radio
I'm just telling
forum
people
on RDS's
stuff
forum
right
either.
Now. It's not a big deal.
Jay,
did you even get through all
that,
the requests
check that
from last
link
week?
One more time.
No, I just took them from people.
Jay, did you hear me?
Yeah, I'm getting the songs.
All right, cool.
So Brad, about 5 hours ago, we were supposed to stop the ROS3 signup.
So, did you do it?
I guess.
You can announce it.
Okay. I don't think anyone will care.
I don't think
anyone signed up between that time.
Actually,
are you guys going to put up the track list anytime soon?
Probably tomorrow.
I was going to do it tonight,
I
was going to do it tonight,
Lee,
but I'm not.
No, work on formatting like that for a post, and then that'll be something that we can announce on the show.
Are
we going to go
sleep
with that? Oh, God, who cares about your freaking WoW? Get off WoW.
God damn, I'm just kidding. Get over it.
Get off your friggin' WoW. Nobody cares
about
your WoW.
It's like heroin for me.
I don't care.
You should start playing again. You should start playing again.
I uninstalled it.
Reinstall it.
I don't want to.
Why?
I have better things to spend my $15.95 a month on.
No, you don't. What else do you do? You're a loser.
I could buy a 24-pack.
If I end up having to leave again, should I just not come back?
Completely happy.
No, you can. I don't know. There's so many people on here right now. It's already really confusing.
It is.
Yeah.
The what, Brad? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
shit. See, okay, well, damn it. Hang on, sorry. I just realized that I had written up a list of questions to ask, mm-hmm. And yeah, I actually worked on the program tonight, and then I forgot that earlier my computer just decided to randomly restart out of nowhere, and I hadn't saved that document. So, oh well.
Okay.
That was
well, we're gonna go in now, okay? So it doesn't matter.
We're gonna
go in. Talk now.
Go in where?
What? I'm done playing.
Then, so I've been ready to talk.
Okay,
here
we go.
Listeners, we have like what, 8?
No, we have
hi.
Like 36.
Hi, we are back.
Whoa, hi.
Maybe. Sorry, guys, for all
are
those
we?
Songs. Well, actually, a lot of people have been sending me songs anyway, so I guess it was a good opportunity to just start playing a ton of them. Sorry, I stopped in the middle of a Juno Reactor song. Anyways,
well, why don't you tell people,
right now we
hey,
have
why don't you tell
a bunch
people who requested what song?
Because I was just, whatever, just playing whatever big, who gave me what. I think it actually doesn't really matter. I think people just want to hear it. Anyways, we have a ton of people on Ventrilo right now, so if you get confused of whomever is talking, too bad. We have I Am Gay, and we have Adam X, as usual.
Hello.
And we actually have SNH Knives, he's back from the dead, or should I say World of Warcraft.
Back from the WoW.
Yeah. Yeah. And we also have three other kind of lurkers in the Ventrilo room, so they might just start laughing or talking, and you won't know who it is. It's there's P-Wolf here, there's Scintilla, and there's also Corin. P-Wolf is recording the show, so we kind of need him there. The other two are just kind of lurking about. Anyways,
Corin runs the server. I think he
Corin runs the server.
I don't know.
So
I don't know what Peter's doing here.
Peter just kind of barged in, and I don't know what he's doing. So, anyways,
he was already on Ventrilo before we even came on. Like, he was just
I was the first
here
one here. What you talking about?
He gets into our Ventrilo like randomly. There was a night like a week ago when I was on Ventrilo with my little brother playing World of Warcraft, and he just like signed in. I'm like, hey, how's it going?
That's because I thought like, that was what the radio show was gonna be.
Me and my little brother playing World of Warcraft. My brother's like
they
12.
Said they were moving into Ventrilo.
Yeah, like,
so yeah, we have an
the
announcement.
First week that I've been able to do it.
Yeah, Lee is no longer part of RDS. He just plays WoW now. So, don't ever talk to him.
Okay.
Ever.
Yeah, I actually quit editing for good. I'm not gonna ever come
yeah,
back.
Lee quit editing. You guys heard it here first. He doesn't even talk anymore. Or edit.
I don't even really post on the org anymore besides the bash people that actually do post on the org.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Anyways.
Alright,
yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
We have an AMV related announcement. ROS 3, or the Reflections of Style 3 signups are officially over. And so if you haven't, or if you did not sign up before 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today, you are not eligible. And me and Lee have already gone through and discussed all the all of the entrants, and we're going to be posting up the list tonight, probably during the show, so we will tell you.
Probably about 10 minutes.
Why don't we say the names over here?
Well, I need
it's kind of like a lottery. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that's
pick you.
Track one goes to. Wait for it.
we'll put all the names in a hat.
Yeah, there you go.
Even if you didn't sign up for this track, it's like, whatever. You can have.
Even if you didn't even know about ROS 3, your name might be.
And track
that.
4 goes to Absolute Destiny.
Absolute Destiny. And track 6 goes
have you guys
to
talked
Kevin
about him
Caldwell.
Like disappearing yet?
And I think we're going to give one track to Quentin Tarantino, just for the hell of it.
Quentin Tarantino. I heard he's pretty good editor.
He can't edit, he just directs.
Oh, okay.
That's the same thing. I'm sure he knows how to use Avid. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we agree.
I hate this program, man.
I'm
Ventrilo
sorry.
Is the best program.
I hate this Ventrilo program. I just can't hear them most of the time.
Like,
sometimes I hear them talking, and sometimes it's like, what? Did something just happen? And you're just going to have a ton of dead air. Anyways, I'm getting ready to call our first interviewee. It's a she. And we're going to interview two rookies of 2005? Yeah, 2005.
Yeah. And, obviously. No, let's interview some rookies of 2001.
I just forgot what year it was. Okay, God, clam down.
You say I'm out of touch with the real world.
I actually haven't written 2006 that many times yet, so I don't know. I'm still in 2004. I'm giving her the server information, so hopefully she'll be on soon.
Okay, well, she lost it. Her computer crashed, and she didn't save the information, but I had already sent it to her.
Okay, then. Anyways, we are actually interviewing Nisephony. Is that how you say her name? Or I guess
it is.
Most people know
her
by Liz.
Well, that was actually one of the things I was gonna ask her. That was one of my questions. Is how do you pronounce it specifically? And I believe she's on. And does she know her push-to-talk button? I think
she's trying
to find it out right now. She's on, but,
God, I hate this program.
I know, dude. We need to get Skype working again.
God damn it!
No,
Skype.
No, I'm serious. If you get Skype working again, I will not be on the radio anymore, because it does
That's
not work.
That's fine!
Okay, well, then we definitely need to get it working again.
Oh, funny man.
Ooh, burn.
That was pretty funny. I was laughing.
Oh, like, you didn't see that one coming.
And
seriously, I've tried to get on Skype. The second I get on Skype, like, as soon as you guys call me, I hear, like, one word, and then everything after that is either, like, static or, like blips of words or, you know, it's awful. I'm just like, I can't take this.
Your computer sucks.
Ventrilo works absolutely perfect for me.
This is just a mess. Hi. We'll just talk to Scintilla while we wait. So, Scintilla, what are you up to?
She's in the vent server.
I know, but she's having problems with getting it to work.
I'm working on that.
Okay, moving on.
What?
So,
right.
I'm making a post right now for ROS 3.
Oh, right.
Oh, God, this is hilarious.
And, Scintilla, you're not on it.
Hello?
Wait, hold on.
We got her on! No. Okay, alright, okay. Hey, we have Liz on here. And for those of you that do not know who Liz is, she's Nisephony on the org. I don't know how to spell it. And I'll post the link up on IRC so you guys know who she is. She is the one that beat me in the Iron Chef tournament. And I was really angry about it. I was really bitter.
Angry face.
I wanted to kill someone. I pretty much, I went outside and I punched some old guy in the face afterwards. It was pretty fun.
Sorry about that.
I saw him. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty bloody afterwards. Anyways, she's made a few, really good Final Fantasy videos. I guess
so
if
good.
You knew her for anything. And,
that's
awesome.
They're friggin'
awesome.
They are.
Except for the technical side of them.
And she's Canadian.
That was the only thing that. I was gonna talk about that. Yeah. You're
British Columbia,
you're from
is
Canada.
It?
Yeah. BC.
Of course it's BC. They're all from BC.
Where else?
Except Tim.
Come on. Dude, she rolls with the Fremerlin twins. Obviously. They're from BC.
I've never actually talked to either of them.
Don't
That's
lie.
A lie. We all know that all Canadians just live in a hut.
It's
we
true.
All know that
it's true. They're my roommates.
Canadians, yeah, exactly. You all know each other, and you all have penguins and live in igloos.
Don't have any pineapples up there.
No.
Dude, that's
exotic.
Yeah, I know. You guys don't have pineapples up there.
No.
Anyways, I know Brad had a ton of questions to ask you, so I'm going to let him think about them.
I still kind of got them in my head. I actually had them written down, but then in Notepad, and then my computer decided to just randomly restart out of nowhere, and then they're all gone.
Awesome. Well, you can. I'm sure you have a few questions.
No, I'm fine. It's no big deal.
Go ahead.
I came up
Go
with
ahead.
Them like.
Go oh, ask her.
Right, well, anyways, I think I will. Liz.
Yes.
Your username is Nisephony.
Yeah.
What's the is that, first of all, that's how it's pronounced? Okay.
Yeah.
Where does that originate from?
From me. I just made up a name.
You came up with it randomly? Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted a name that nobody else ever had, so I didn't have any trouble with the username. So
that's
actually,
you feel like me and put like four or five consonants in a row and then no one will ever figure it out.
Pretty much.
And then the character from some popular anime. Yeah.
It's a lie. It actually goes, I'm a rogue in Mortal Warcraft, and, you know, I like knives.
God, just
Actually, one of my friend's girlfriends saw my screen name, and she thought it said, shh, knives. Like, I was about to backstab somebody, like, shh, be quiet kind of thing.
Wow. All right. Anyways.
So back to me.
You guys would enjoy that. No.
Peter, I love your laugh. I'm sorry. Can I just say that real quick? Peter's laugh is one of the funniest things. He just pops in randomly and goes,
yeah. Thank you, I think.
It's so funny. Anyways.
Oh my god.
He's like that sidekick, you know, like just sitting in the couch and he just laughs at everything that comes on.
He's also like Ed McMahon. You know, like kind of like how Scott is as well.
Yeah. Good to know I'm good for something
bit.
Around here.
Yeah.
Peter.
Because we all know you're not good at making A and B's.
Oh.
That's
what?
That's harsh.
Goes around
this is coming from some guy who hasn't made anything in a while, just plays WoW all the time.
And his last real video was Static.
And another person snuck into our Ventrilo chat. Incognito. We have Grace here. And I don't know
Grace
if she's going to talk or not. Yeah, she's not going to talk. She's just going to be in here.
Does she know how? There she is.
I do know how.
I think, she knows how, dude.
We have
a giant couch in Ventrilo right now, and everyone's just sitting by listening to
there
us talk.
There are eight people in here.
Eating all of our cookies
and
drinking all of our coffee.
If you count the eight people in here, plus the listeners, we have actually topped
the
total
cushion.
Amount that we had highest on previous shows. We have 43 listeners. 43 plus
with Mike and Mary. Didn't we have like 60 something?
We had 50.
Yeah, we had at least 50 something.
We had
50. Had 60 something.
No, we had 50. That was the highest.
Alright.
That's insane. I don't know. I guess no one had anything else to do tonight.
The ROS 3 stuff.
I guess so. Well, are you guys ready to announce that?
Well,
keep talking to Liz, then. Keep talking to Liz.
Here.
We called Liz for an interview, and we're going to do it, damn it.
That's true. Well, you know what? The ROS 3 list does have to do with Liz, actually. Ooh, see?
Why? Did she make it?
Dude, don't get her hopes up like that. That's really mean.
she didn't. I'm sorry, you didn't really make it.
I think I wouldn't.
You didn't even sign up, did you?
No, I didn't, actually. So.
Oh, okay. You just pulled it out of her hat. Hey, Liz, it's in this hat. Man. We'll give her track 12.
Yeah. Anyways, alright, back to the interview. Alright, Liz, what got you interested? What or who got you interested in A and B's?
I just found a couple, quite a few years ago, just on like a P2P, and I just liked them. I didn't get into it till about a year ago because I had no idea how.
So yeah.
Randomly came across them.
Was it a person, or did you just randomly one day decide, you know, I'm gonna learn how to edit. I'm gonna teach myself. Was it like that, or did you have friends that did it, and you're like, hey, show me how to do this?
Well, I joined a forum at the studio I'm in, and just started talking with everyone there, and then I they had all the programs and everything and told me how to get started, mostly. And then when I was learning, I had a lot of help from Lockstock. He helped me a lot with the program and stuff. Other than that, just learning on my own.
He's a good guy. So, you know, your first two AMVs were both Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And not a bad place to start, I know from experience.
Former Final Fantasy AMV guru,
Adam X. Right, exactly.
Actually, your Final Fantasy 9 one was one of the ones I downloaded a long time ago. That got me into
it. And she decided it was crap and wanted to do something better.
She's like, I can do better than this. Yeah, I figured
exactly.
I hear that all the time. Actually. It's like, hey, you know, your videos are what got me interested. Yeah, I was like, I could totally beat this guy.
I never thought that. Come on.
Damn it. I could totally beat this guy up.
Anyways, alright. So your first video was Final Fantasy X to Our Lady Peace. Now, what kind of reaction did it get when you first put it up? I mean, did you make an announcement for it on the forums or what?
Yeah, I did. Not a lot of people saw it right away. But I don't know, people who did see it thought they liked it, said it was good.
That's cool. Well, the first video I saw of yours was actually your second one, your Final Fantasy IX video to Stand My Ground by Within Temptation, and I was very impressed. And I actually started talking to you because of that, because I really liked the editing, but your technical skills, like there was some interlacing in it. It blew. Wrong aspect ratio. But the editing.
The technical stuff was horrible though. I know. I had no idea about any of that kind of stuff.
So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna talk to her and, you know, just give her some pointers, whatever, I was just really impressed, and then,
you know, try to get her phone number, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
And you know, now you're doing the Iron Chef tournament, and doing quite well.
Beating out legends like that Coop guy,
Coop Escava, and
what?
And Bad Martial Arts.
What?
Yeah. You've done very, very well.
Yes, but if you hadn't, messaged me and helped me out, I probably would still be way back in the dust, so thank you.
Oh, that's not true.
It is true.
It is not.
Aww. Stop. How cute.
Aww.
Yeah, alright, sorry. Lee's sending me stuff, and I'm like, what's going on? Anyways, alright, back to the,
It's fine.
Back to the stuff.
I don't
Hey, alright, I'm sorry. Wait, why doesn't Coop have any questions?
Sorry, I'm trying to set up, the other guy for,
Actually, I have a question of my own, okay?
Okay.
It's not allowed.
Oh, come on.
You're going to ask yourself a question?
Wait,
is it a question for you?
It's a question for
this
Coop.
This is actually an interview.
Wait, why would you have
come
a question
on.
For me? Nobody
just
questions the host
it's
here.
It's a really important question. I just can't help it. I have to ask it. Okay?
I
have to know. Thank you. I have to know. Why doesn't Ken have healing? Why?
That was gay.
What?
I have to know.
Did Decoy put you up to this? Because he's gay. That's the reason why.
No,
Ken doesn't have healing because
it
he's
gay. That's a good enough answer for me.
I don't know who put it up. It doesn't matter. He's gay. That's probably why.
Liz, didn't you play World of Warcraft?
I did at one point. I just haven't been on in like a month.
You create a character on my server. What's going on? You too, Brad. You guys
it's
should both start
dead.
Back up.
It's just dead. No.
Dude, it's
actually,
no.
I will.
I'm actually the one that asked I'm actually the one that asked Liz to
If you get on, I'll give you like 50 gold if you just want to do whatever with. I'll buy your amount. Come on.
I meant to keep playing. Sure, yes, I will absolutely play again. I keep meaning to. I just get distracted very easily.
I'll run you through high level instances and get you fat loots. You can't pass up fat loots.
Okay, you know what? Okay, Lee, here's what I want you to do. I want you to try.
It's impossible.
Listen to me. It involves WoW, okay? I want you to try and actually get through the game, do anything with all gray items.
All you mean run Molten Core with gray items?
Yes, with all gray
items.
I'll do it.
Then I will say you're a badass.
Play rogue.
Okay. Okay, I'll do it.
Alright, awesome.
A rogue can do
it. I'll take all my purples and replace them with grays. I'll do it.
Do it.
I'll down Ragnaros
with
grays.
You don't have any purples, shut up.
I have like 5 purples, shut up.
Oh, I have 5 purples, oh my god.
I'm a fucking...
It's turned into talking about WoW, look what happened.
I've got a huge e-penis.
Shut up, don't care. Alright, Liz.
Yes.
You attended your first anime convention this year, did you
I
not?
I did. Yes.
What was it?
AWA.
AWA. How did you like it?
It was awesome. I want to come
you
back.
Have you ever seen me? Because I don't think I ever met you.
I'm not sure. I didn't meet a whole lot of people, unfortunately. I really, really, really wanted to. But so hopefully this year I will.
Absolutely. You will no longer be a rookie.
Well,
I guess
an old bee.
I was AWA.
Speaking of rookies, Grace is actually a rookie too. But I wanted to nominate her for.
I really liked.
She's a rookie.
I really liked Taraz's video.
Who?
The short
one.
Grace's video.
I liked the Iron Chef videos.
Thank you.
I don't know what.
But yeah. I wanted to nominate her for best rookie, but I can't because she didn't click the little thing. Now you can't nominate her at all.
Ew.
Yeah, it's a big crappy thing there. And I was gonna do an interview of her, but then it's like, I know everything about her. And it would probably be biased. It would be biased.
Yeah, actually, I didn't even submit
but
any
she's
of my RDS.
Videos
this year for that. Because I didn't even care.
That's true. You can't interview RDS members on RDS.
Yeah, that's not fair. Anyways,
right.
Did you have any more questions?
Yeah, I do. Speaking of the VCAs, actually, Liz, what are some videos that you would like to see nominated this year?
Nominated? Oh.
Yeah.
That's hard. There's a lot. There's a lot of good videos.
I'll tell you which one video I want to win. I want to win best like drama or whatever, or artistic. And that's Tyler's Sweet Revenge video, which is, like, the coolest thing ever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I typically lost something forever. Which is eligible for voting, people. Go out and do it.
I nominate.
I haven't actually
worst
seen
worst video
that.
Ever.
You haven't seen it?
I don't think
Amazing.
I've seen it.
Best video ever.
It's Lee's Oops. Best video.
Best video making fun of me ever.
Absolutely.
I don't know. There's a few that I really, really like this year. I don't know, but most of them are ones that you could easily guess would be nominated.
Oh, well, like what?
Yeah. Okay. Or like A View to Kill for Video of the Year.
It is very good, but as much as I really like it, I those videos that, you know, are really good, but I just don't see myself ever watching that video. I watched it like twice when I was doing the pro voting, and then that's it. I haven't watched it since. Like, one of those videos just don't watch, you know? It's very, very good, of course.
I watched it quite a few times.
Like,
I think it's great.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I haven't watched it too many times. I've watched it a few, but it's still a really, really good video. And
I mean, I do think it's good. It's not one of those videos where I'm like, wow, I've got this video stuck in my head, I want to watch it again, blah, 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 you know? I find that I do that a lot with Tyler's videos. I just, like, he's like, I'm like a Tyler fanboy almost.
Get off of this cack.
Dude, you should have seen what happened when I met the guy.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of scary.
I really
don't know if I want
Yeah. Like, how many guys, you know, that go to France and meet French, you know, Asian
people? Yeah, Lee. You travel all the way to Europe just to get on this guy's pole.
No. The guy's really cool, though. He's like one of those really artsy kind of dudes that you would think he would be. Like, he's dressed in, like really baggy pants, and, like, he's got, like, one of those, like, you know, book bags that go around, you know, one. What? You wouldn't? No. Come on, dude. He's got, like, piercings all over his face and long hair and that kind of thing, you know. He's, dude, how can you not expect him to be artsy? He's, like, an artsy guy.
Nah, not really. All right, let's get...
Anyways, we have our second interviewee here, actually. I wanted to bring him in so they would do some kind of, like, a death match, the two new rookies here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we have Kazanzi here.
Woo!
And,
dude, you're wasting all our good interviews on the first night. It's like blowing your load in the first 5 minutes.
It's fine.
It's rookie night, man.
It's rookie night. We're going to have them all just kill each other on Ventrilo. And I don't... Is he here? Talk, dude.
Does he know how to talk?
He really doesn't. He doesn't talk very much.
Oh. Dude, he talks to me on AIM. He seems kind of normal.
AIM, yeah.
And he's not talking right now, so I guess he just...
All right, I got a question
for you. ...cowered in front of Liz.
So, Liz, does your milkshake bring all the boys to the yard?
Oh, of course. Oh, definitely.
Okay, just make sure.
Did you ever doubt?
No, of course not.
Is he gonna do it? Maybe.
What?
Maybe not.
I'm trying to coach him on how to use Ventrilo right now.
Dude, that's a bad idea. You shouldn't be coaching anybody.
Dude, I hate this program. I hate you all.
Dude,
get Brad to do it.
So
he got me and you're fine.
Yeah. Tell him to turn off the...
I think Jay's just a noob.
Tell him to uncheck the use push to talk hotkey and then set your sensitivity to 10. The friggin' hell, come on.
Let's talk about pie.
Pie.
So how about we get all the girls kicked out of here and start talking about illegal drugs? That's what I do best.
Why do you have to kick us out for that?
No, I don't actually kick you out. When I do, they start leaving.
All right, well,
at least
we,
that's what happens
well,
in other Vent channels.
Wait, hang on. I think Matt.
Hello?
Yay!
Hello.
Yo.
We hear you.
All right, thanks for being on RDS Radio. All right, that's all the time we have for today.
Shut up.
Dude, what's up?
Dude, Matt, how's it going, man?
Is that really your name, or are you just giving us some fake name so we don't come and stalk you?
Am I here?
Yeah, we
good question.
Yeah, you're here, man.
Is anybody really here?
God damn Ventrilo.
Are any of us really
seriously?
Here?
Seriously.
Yeah, hey. What's
Hello?
Up, man?
Thank God.
Hi.
Okay,
we got you
headphones.
Working. Hi.
Okay, Matt, do you have
no.
a pair of headphones?
You don't have a pair
do
of headphones?
Really not?
If so, put your microphone inside your mouth.
So many people. Hello?
There's like five.
This
I am
is a pretty
headphones.
Ridiculous amount of people.
Oh, really you're wrong.
Okay,
fine.
Well, good. Well, then turn your speakers down.
And turn your mic up.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
So,
turn your mic up.
Kisanzi, let's stop talking about these gay guys and let's start talking about you. So,
Lee, shut up. Lee, listen. You're not... Shut up.
You're not shut up.
You're not shut up.
You're not funny. I'm sorry.
You're not funny. You're not. Shut
nice
up.
Nice comeback.
Lee, come back after you've had, like, a whole case of beer.
Dude, you don't want that. Not again.
That'll be good. No, it would be, because then you'd be like, dude, listen.
I love you,
man. Listen to me. I love you. I'm not kidding. Listen, I think after all this gets worked out, we should get an apartment together.
No, we're having a huge ass party at my place on Friday, so probably gonna be doing some of that, you know, thing.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Anyways, we have our second interviewee. But wait, before we actually get into the interview, I think this is a decent time to segue. You know, in mid.
Yes, I have headphones.
Good. Okay. Great.
What? And now, what the hell? Goddamn.
What the hell?
We have another rookie join us. He just kind of barged in.
God. You stand to be left out.
I know. Like, what?
Who invited this guy? Come on.
Who invited this kid? Okay, what were you saying, Ben?
Anyway, I was going to say, before we begin the interview with Cassanzi, it would not be a bad time to go ahead and announce the track listing for ROS 3.
Ooh, do it.
All right, I'm going to do it then. Is everybody
You're
going to
do
this?
It?
All right.
You're going to do it?
Do you have the hat ready?
You're going to post it.
I'm posting this?
On here.
Dude, they can listen.
No.
They have...
I'm posting it.
Okay,
you
fine, go ahead. Go for it. Go for it.
All right. Well, the opening credits, as I stated in the thread, I'm going to be doing. But starting with track one, which is still it's the first song, which is Cycle of Pure, is going to Dark Crystal, one of the French
editors. Is that how you say that name? It's not Sigur Ros?
It's actually Sigur Ros, but I say Sigur Ros just because, you know, like, Sigur Ros, I thought it was, you know, so, anyways.
Salmon Ros?
Shut up. All right. Track two.
I actually had sushi.
That's great. Anyways, track two is going to Lee's all-time favorite editor, Tyler. And so we got two.
Now by editor you mean lover.
Yes. Track three is going to not a rookie, but a guy that is kind of breaking out this year. His name is Prodigy, with an I at the end, not like the
band. Oh yes, that guy. I urge everyone to download his new Beyond the Clouds video. It's good times.
Very
which,
good.
Ironically enough, is
awesome.
Is to a Sigur Ros song, and that's the third.
Like kind of.
I forced him to make it. Apparently. Whatever.
But it's
good,
so who cares?
Yeah, it's good. Go download it.
Yeah.
It'll help pay for my bills.
That's the end of Cycle of Pure, and the second song, which is Run Into Flowers by M83, or the remix of it. Track four is The Unlimited, or Unlimited Rice, however he wants to go by. And then track five goes to some rookie from 2002 named Kupa Skava.
You Jew.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
And, I hear that he's almost done with his track. Apparently.
What are you talking about?
It's good too.
Yeah, I just started it right now. And I'm almost done with it.
Because right now you're almost done?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Track six, What Do You Know, goes to Cassanzi. We have on Ventrilo right now. Congratulations.
He doesn't seem that excited about it.
Well, that was actually his second pick. That was his second pick.
Okay.
And we made that pick because his first pick we gave to somebody else based on source. So.
You sure you're just not playing
he's
favorites?
Not too upset about that. I am actually.
Okay.
Hey dude, you should be happy to get on at all. It's a lead Zor project.
Totally.
I disagree. But, okay.
Well, we did let Coop on it.
Yeah, that can't be that elite.
Fine. Coop, okay, you're kicked off right now.
No, too bad, man. I'm almost done.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen your track? It's off.
Is it?
Anyways. Yeah, alright. That's the end of the Run in the Flowers people. Then we go into Night Must End by Sleeping at Last, and first track, which is track 7, goes to dun, 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 Lockstock, which is Liz's studio mate.
Dun, dun,
and
dun.
Track 8 goes to dun 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 Liz.
Yay.
Oh, you just had to put them together, didn't you?
Oh.
Well, I want you two to work on a transition together instead of just fading it out. You know.
Yeah. That's basically, we're gonna make all transitions this year mandatory to be customized.
Is that what we're doing? Alright.
Yeah,
fine.
I just decided that like 5 seconds ago.
Alright. And alright, moving on. Last track of Night Must End is going to Burn Toast of BSP fame. So
BSP
he's
is better than
very, very good editor. He has not done a lot of stuff lately, and I'm very excited to see what he can do.
He was one of the people I met at AWA. Actually, one of the few.
He's Danny June. He's a very cool guy. Alright, and that's it for Night Must End. Now we're going on to Beating Heart Baby by Head Automatica. And track 10. That is going to Vegito EX. And I'm definitely looking forward to his track.
Is he going to work with Mary on that one?
I'm not sure. I think Mary's probably just going to give him like ideas and stuff, but he's probably going to edit it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm definitely excited about that one because he's using Honey and Clover, which is
he stole my
one
sword.
Of my very, very favorite. I know he did.
I wanted to use that one.
Oh well, sorry.
A lot of people wanted to use that.
Not really. Track 11
there was
our,
a whole two of us.
Everybody's favorite German pedo, Streicher. He's going to be using Nanoha A's, which I know quite a few of you lowly fans are all into, so hooray for that.
Giggling right now.
And the last part of that song, track 12, is going to Rosard. Hooray. And he is going to be using for the last few years, is going to be Beck. And
the
other
source
I wanted to put it. Exactly. And, look, everyone's telling us to go back to Skype, and I would love to. But whatever, doesn't matter.
No, dude, no.
Damn it.
No. Ventrilo is so much better.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't
it
matter.
Sucks.
Server. Why don't we take Yusa?
I like Skype a lot better.
No way.
See, I like it too.
Phone.
We
no.
all sound clearer Ventrilo. On Skype.
No.
Yeah, the sound quality is a lot
much,
no.
much better.
On Skype.
No, I don't know what's with this.
Freaking sound
like
we're coming out of the fridge right now.
On my other server. I think Peron needs to adjust.
Dude, it's like 7-1, man. Come on.
Fine, you lose me if you go back to Skype.
That might be worse.
Seriously, just tell Karan to up the bitrate. Up the bitrate, dude, I'm serious. On my other desktop, it sounds
perfectly better. Doesn't matter.
Shut up.
Matter. Okay, keep going with the track.
So we can get back to the editor. All right. Track 13, which is the beginning track for the last song, which is Hold Your Color, which is by far the most contested song. Everybody was requesting this song.
Well, not everybody.
Going to, well, you know what I mean. Yeah. He's going
everybody.
To
there was like
bad
a big
martial
death
arts.
Match.
Hey, God, shut up. Going to bad going to bad martial arts. And track 14 is going to Metro. And track 15 is going to Shivan, and the final track is going to Nostromo.
Not going to stay.
The total French editors.
Those French guys.
No, he was ineligible.
No, Steak's been on two projects. He's not eligible.
All right, all right.
So yeah, that's three French editors. I think one German and one Australian.
That's a good lineup.
Are you
born
just
in the USA?
Okay.
Good old
Does
American.
That mean anything? Does it mean anything?
No.
No, not really.
Your mom means something
anyways,
to me.
Big thanks to everybody that signed up. Hey, hold on. Wait, I'm not done. God.
You're done.
I was going to say thanks to everybody that signed up. And I'm
if
sorry
you didn't make
that,
it in.
Yeah, you know, if you didn't make it on, sorry.
I hate you guys.
But,
we had a lot of talent to choose from, and it's really hard.
But seriously, I mean, there were a lot of people that that signed up. I would have liked to have put in, but we only had 16 spots, and when I was going through the list, I was basing a lot of it on the source that people were picking, and what I thought would go well with each song, and what would be different, what would be what would flow, all that kind of stuff, and obviously based on the talent
and I was
of the editor.
And for me, I was playing World of Warcraft, so.
Exactly.
basically,
I sent a list to Lee saying, okay, this is who I think would be good. And he's like, yeah, sure, fine, whatever.
Well, we got two rookies in there.
Yeah, exactly. Two rookies who are both on Ventura
well,
right
it's
now.
The same,
and
it's
one of
the,
them...
It's
I think
it's the same list I would have picked, though, so that's why I didn't really care. I was like, yeah, it's the same people I would have put on there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways. Back to what we're here for tonight.
Anyways, actually, I have...
What?
What? Dude.
What?
You're going to interview...
I'm going to interrupt again.
For Christ's sake. Really?
Yeah, I'm going to play some songs, actually. Yeah.
Alright, fine. Play some songs.
Is that okay?
I don't care.
Sounds so put out by it. Fine.
I don't know who
said these. I don't care.
I don't think the interviewers...
We're trying to move things along.
No. See, dude, I have to pee.
Rookie night, you bastard.
Alright, I don't know who sent these songs. I'm just going to play them.
Alright, play Sats. Whole song, because you got pissed about it.
Yeah, I'm playing it back right now. Alright, I'll be right back.
Alright, fine. Yeah, I really don't like Skype. I mean, Ventrilo.
Yeah, Ventrilo sucks.
I like Skype much better.
Look, I'm telling you, this isn't set up right. But my other vent server,
do you
be on my Inquisition vent server?
Lee?
What? What?
We don't care.
What?
We really don't care.
Look, I'm telling
it's
you, we can
so
be better. Look.
Okay.
My other vent server is perfect.
Okay, you need to turn up your mic, buddy.
Okay.
You sound like you're coming out of a box.
Not quite.
At least on my end.
We all know what the box sounds like.
Whoa, Skype is an evil, evil program that eats up all my CPU and bandwidth and doesn't even let me talk to people.
That's great.
Ah, that was refreshing. That felt really good.
That's
good
great.
To know. It's information I absolutely
Sorry,
needed.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, I know, it was...
And Brad, can I just post this now?
I suggest you try it sometime.
Yeah, do it. Post it.
Go ahead, post it, man.
Brad. Well, I just want to know if you want to change anything.
No, it's fine. Just do it.
Change anything after you've announced it on here?
Well, I mean, not change the actual, like, I had some other text that I put in there. Not change the actual track listings.
Have we lost any listeners? Probably.
Yeah, we lost a ton a while ago.
Thought so.
Yeah, sorry. Does that make you angry?
Hey, did Chameleon808 ever sign up for our
Using Ventrilo makes me angry.
Yeah, I hate
Say
Ventrilo.
What?
Is this better?
Did you ever sign up for ROS3?
Dude, we can always hear you, man.
Not that I remember.
We all hate Ventrilo. Except Lee.
Okay.
Hey, do I sound fine?
Kizanzi?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, as Lee stops talking.
Take off the push to talk button. Just leave it on the always on.
Yeah.
Because
okay,
no,
I did take that off.
And uncheck.
Did you? Well, change the sensitivity to like 0 or 10.
I that way you're right now.
On because set it to 0.
Hey, oh crap, none of you guys are mods.
Hello?
There's a mod that's online.
Hmm?
So, like, I really want to use Gekutsuel for, like, a video or something, and it's copy protected. What's up with that?
Right.
What?
You still can't do it?
It's copy protected, man. No, dude, nothing
okay,
works. Nothing
more idea.
Nothing. I can't
Wait.
Even shrink it.
Can you make an ISO of it?
Nope.
DVD decryptor?
Hmm.
Nope.
Wow.
Nothing works, dude. Trust me, everything I've tried, nothing works.
Sucks for you.
Is Fall Child?
Yeah,
here?
I am.
Success! There we go.
Can you set yours to,
what?
A lot lower, because you're very loud.
Zero
set yours to always on to.
Yeah, you're very
what?
Loud.
Yeah,
oh.
Just
now I'm
everyone,
too loud.
Everyone set it on to.
No, you're fine.
I'm too loud.
Fallchild is too loud.
Mm-hmm. Who's too loud?
Yeah.
Fallchild is.
Put it down a little bit.
Okay.
Fallchild is. And then just set it to always on.
Am I too loud?
That
no,
way
fine.
We don't have.
I'm not, am I?
No, you're fine.
No, you're fine.
Good.
Okay. Well, thanks for barging in. FC, I guess. Who told you the server info?
Always on. No.
Alright. Can you hear me now? Good. Not too loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Good.
Who told you the server info?
Nothing. Nobody. Just leave.
Nobody. You jerk.
Yeah,
you jerk.
Jerk.
That's not that hard to
night.
Figure out.
Oh.
You don't deserve
it. Dude, I was going to have you, but it, Brad didn't want you on.
Damn you,
what?
Brad.
Whatever.
Damn it, Coop.
I'm putting the blame on
it's
Brad.
It's
loved you all those times down by the fire.
I blame
Wait,
I blame
are you Canadian?
Yeah, he is.
That's why.
I know
he only wants
you.
One Canadian.
Yeah, we've got way too many Canadians
I'm
on here.
I'm half American.
Yeah, we only wanted one Canadian
one
tonight, and Liz already filled that
me,
spot.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, man. That's why we didn't have
you.
You
gotta have a Canadian, a female, so.
Lied.
Yeah, if you were a female, then we might have had a toss up, but no. You're not a female, you're just Canadian.
I could be a female.
You can't
no.
Out of
no.
The cons, you know?
That's one scary female.
I have to say. half American.
Too many Canadians
so fucking hot in my room. Hang on a second.
Man, that song is way too long and everyone's leaving.
What song is it?
Juno Reactor.
Some techno song.
I can hear
it's
myself echoing on somebody's speakers.
We're losing a ton of listeners. We lost 10 once
wow.
I started this song.
My interview ends and everybody goes.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Play my song.
Actually, we play some song requests and everybody goes.
People come back in my song and get mad at you. It'll be awesome.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah. Say what?
You might wanna. No.
Do what now?
What?
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 What's going on? I missed something.
What is going on?
Who?
Huh?
WTF? Where? Why?
Batman?
WTF.
Jason?
WTF.
What? Jason?
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 Jason? Wow, we...
I want to go to Jason.
Jason?
So go to Jason.
Go to Jason.
It's like the same weekend as Anime North.
Hmm?
I don't know what you're waiting for.
No, I'm sorry, I'd rather go to Ace then.
Yeah, but you have to fly the
thing.
Yeah,
see, Aethon is way better.
I also know
why. You know why it's
people.
Better? P-Wolf is going to go.
Yeah.
P-Wolf is going to be at Aethon. That's why it's better.
We need to remind everybody about that again.
What, that he's going?
What, Aethon?
Yeah.
No, seriously. Yeah. If I can find a place to stay, I will go.
Actually, a lot of people are going. I should probably start setting up some kind of a hotel because Chang's not doing it this year.
If you
set
it up...
You're going to be in charge of that.
I should go.
Yeah, put me in charge of this. I can't even run this freaking radio show.
Crap, that's a good point. Damn it. Okay, here's the
I'm
going to
be like, I could have sworn I set it up. And I'm going to show up late.
Jay.
What?
Jay. The problem with me is I don't
Yes, I'll set it up. Yeah, I'll set it up. Yeah, it's left the
I mean, I have a
check
card, but I can't not do that. All right.
Isn't Moon shacking up with you?
All right, we're coming back on in 30 seconds, guys.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready, Kazanzi? Because your interview is up next, and then we're going to do FC.
Awesome. I'm going to get made fun of.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to make fun of you just for barging in here.
I'll help.
I'll help.
Nice. Payson?
Payson?
5 seconds, guys.
You wanted a fight to the death. You should have called me.
Fight to the death.
No, seriously, I want to fight to the death.
Okay.
It'll be a three-way.
I want to fight to the life.
And we're back! Hi!
Okay. Hello!
Sorry about that last song. You know, you guys know Aqua. She always gives us the weirdest songs in the world.
Who?
Anyways,
Aqua?
We are going to continue our interview. Actually, we gained another interviewee for the night. Fall Child is on... Ventrilo. He somehow got like the password to get on the server, and now he's just gonna talk with us, and I can't stop him. Anyways, we're gonna start off with Kazanzi here. Are you there, man?
Okay, Kazanzi. Yes, is he? Hello? Matt? Hello?
He was just here.
Hello?
Speak. Speak.
Hello?
God damn it!
Damn it!
Anyway, guys, I'm gonna go put my freaking clothes in the dryer. I'll be right back.
Okay,
that's great, Lee. Thank
okay. Thanks for sharing.
He needed to know that.
Gonzi here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, here he is.
Yes?
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
I'm
go
here.
Go ahead, Brad.
Hello.
Okay, Gonzi.
Yes.
Introduce yourself.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
I am speaking.
Introduce yourself.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you. Thank you. We got it.
I wonder if he has lag.
What the hell?
I think he has a big lag.
He has, like, a minute lag.
Can you hear me?
1 minute lag. Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Oh, my
what?
God. Okay.
Yeah, I think he has lag.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
he has a big lag.
So much better.
Wow.
Dude, oh my god. This is terrible.
Well, basically, let me disconnect here.
Oh, yeah.
One second.
God.
I'll be right back.
Awesome.
This is great.
I love that.
Okay,
shows.
we're gonna talk with Fall Child.
Oh, he's back.
For the time being.
So
is this better?
That was a short.
Yes, it's better. You're back. Hello?
Hi.
Do I still have lag?
I don't know, do you?
We don't know. I think so.
I don't know.
We're assuming that
probably.
You do.
Quick, sing something.
I mean...
Yeah.
Oh my god. is no good.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm gonna ask FC's guy. Right. And
hey. I'll do it. That's fine.
What?
Hey, FC, are you there?
Massive lag.
Okay, we have...
Oh, God.
Best show ever.
But feel free to ask away.
Ask away.
God damn it. Hold on, guys. I'm gonna just pass out here for a 10 minutes.
Let's just talk to people that don't have lag. So, Coop, tell me what's the significance of your name? What's the origin of that?
Are you asking me why?
What's I'm interviewing you. You don't have lag.
No, I'm here.
I'm interviewing you. We've already had this.
Yes, we all need to know the origin.
No, we're not interviewing me. No one cares about me. Okay.
No.
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 Come on.
No. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Switch back to Skype.
I don't know what we're gonna do now. I want to switch back to Skype.
It wasn't working though, was it?
Okay.
Do you wanna just
let's
try
figure
again.
Out who has
can
lag
you,
right now.
Just
is
try
it
Skype.
FC or Kazanzi or both of them?
As far as I know.
Okay, Kazanzi is the only one with the lag here. Right?
Yeah. I'll go with yeah.
Okay.
Okay, just interview FC for right now.
Is this better?
Okay. We don't know, Kazanzi. I wish I knew if it was better. Goddamn Ventrilo.
3, 2, 1, say something.
Okay.
Hello.
I don't know. That's
I don't have
something.
Okay, all right.
This is terrible.
Why don't we like play some music or
terrible.
Something while we work it out?
I hate Ventrilo. It doesn't. All right,
okay,
fine.
Okay, I think it's working now. Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna play some music.
Jay,
I have
is
like four
working?
More songs here from random people. So
Jay,
here goes some music.
Play mine.
Oh dear.
Right.
Oh my God.
I don't know who sent what.
Jay, I can just host.
Okay,
the
okay,
all right.
Kazanzi, all right, just me and Kazanzi right now. Hey, everyone, shh.
Okay.
Me and
okay.
Kazanzi. Kazanzi, are you there? Kazanzi, are you there?
See how long it takes him to answer.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to this guy. Okay, we can't do this.
It's too much lag
yeah.
with him.
Jay. It's like a 25 second lag.
Yeah, there is a massive lag
I'm
between
here.
You and me, Kazanzi. We
Jay.
Can't.
Yes, I'm here.
25 seconds later.
Do you want me to host Skype?
Jay, listen to me for a second.
What?
Okay, yeah, have Scott call people on Skype.
I'm not going
okay,
anywhere.
Well, Scott happens to be here anyway. Scott.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Can
yeah.
you call everyone on Skype?
I just don't
and
have
and by everyone, I mean,
Liz's
I guess,
screening.
Just you be...
Do or don't?
I mean...
I don't.
Ah, damn
wait,
it. There's six of us here, though.
Alright, well, someone's gonna
there's
have to
there's six
go.
Of us.
And since we already interviewed
who?
Liz... Sorry.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Liz.
But thank you for joining us.
Who am I calling?
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We'll maybe we'll call you right. We'll call you back later.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I'm gonna get off vent now.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh. There we go.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
I need Matt's screen name thingy. For Skype, if he has one.
I'm asking him right now.
Okay. Hello?
Yo.
Alright, much better.
God damn it.
That was the shittiest thing ever.
That was horrible. Fall child also.
God, I hated every minute of that.
This is so much better.
What the hell? Not wait. Matt's calling me.
What's his name?
Lehezatrak? Hi.
Hey, FC, what's up?
Not much.
Alright, good. Yeah. People, are you there?
Yeah.
Call up Brad and call up Matt. His name is just Kazanzi on Skype. K-A-S-A-N-Z-I.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't having any lag when I was talking to him on Skype earlier.
He didn't have any lag earlier?
No, not on Skype.
What the hell? It's just freaking weird, man.
Okay, hold on. I have a... Did you read the message that I sent you from Corin?
Huh?
I was talking to Jay.
Yeah, I saw that.
Alright.
Oh.
Yo.
Is there lag now?
Nope.
Thank God.
Awesome.
I hope not. Okay. Finally.
You're kind of soft, though.
No, he's fine.
Jesus.
He sounds fine to me.
Is this better?
Actually, that's fine.
It's
okay. You were fine before.
All right, whatever.
So much better.
Skype is better.
It's, oh God. I seriously hated every minute of that.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was
seriously.
Really
well,
it was really sad because we had so many listeners too, and all
seriously, it could have been
God
so
damn.
Cool.
But no, we had so many problems. It was just freaking horrible.
And with that many people too, we can't do that again. We can't have that many people on there at the same time.
Yeah, that was crazy. Can't you do like a private channel?
Well, okay, that was one thing that Corin was talking about. He said that we can have a password-protected RDS radio channel.
Yeah.
And he can also, he's going to look into making the vent bandwidth higher, making it higher quality, making Coop an admin on the vent server.
Yeah.
You know, and making login directions that Coop can link to people that we're going to, you know, call in, that kind of stuff. But that's stuff we can worry about later. I just wanted to get something working tonight.
Yeah.
Anyways, Liz had a song that she requested, and I uploaded
it. Which one
already.
Was it?
I didn't put it in that folder. I just put it in my MP3s. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Is there a song going on now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no wonder. Stupid Skype.
There you go.
There we go. No. God dang it. Skype, you suck. There, oh well.
Lee's like, so, you left me. I hate you all. Oh well, back to WoW.
We lose more AMV editors to WoW.
I know.
Yeah.
It's sad. Dude,
like,
WoW is evil.
WoW is awesome.
Istiv is a WoW addict.
Really?
Plays it all the time and still manages to bang out the race. That's crazy.
Yeah, but was that like his only video he did that year?
That's true. He only did one video that entire year. That is true. But still, I mean, it's a pretty crazy ass video. And he plays WoW all the time. And is a full-time student.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm having trouble doing anything being a full-time student.
Exactly.
Wow, this has been going on for like an hour and 30 minutes.
And the majority of that is just us going like, wait, hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
No.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
There? I'm playing music. Hello? Are you there?
Is this lagging?
I could hear myself. I didn't know it was coming out that late, though.
I would certainly hope you can hear yourself.
Well, I mean, like, when I talked, I could hear myself into the conversation, but I guess no one else did.
Not really. Like, okay, we would say, are you there? And then you would hear it, and you would say something, but we would hear it, like, 25 seconds later.
Just go away, cat.
That was the most awesome sound effect ever.
That's my cat trying to get on my lap.
All right, we're going to be back in 40 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, God. That's a long song.
Such a horrible show.
This is on my script.
And I had a lot of good questions lined up, and now they're all gone. I can't think of them.
Well, not for FC. I didn't even know it was.
Well, I was gonna ask him to both people anyway. It doesn't really matter.
You're gonna ask the same set of questions to both people.
Sure, why not? Doesn't matter.
Do it.
Doesn't matter.
I couldn't concentrate on what the questions were because of all the confusion and everything, and I'm like, God.
How about you ask the
question?
Okay,
we are back. Hi.
We're back.
We are now on Skype.
Thank
God. We
have
pruned the list of people in the chat room. We have gotten rid of Lee. he didn't even know about it. We just got rid of him.
He was getting clothes out of his laundry.
He was missing WoW.
We also lost Liz in the transfer.
Aww. I'm sorry,
because we need... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, Liz. You're awesome.
And we have Kizanzi now, who can actually hear us. Or
yes, I can.
Doesn't have huge lag. And we also have Fallchild here.
Yay!
And I'm going to have Brad start the interview with Kizanzi right now.
Finally, an hour and 45 minutes later. All right, and I just want to apologize to everyone that's listening, and if you're still listening, rock on. You guys are badass.
Dedicated
Anyways,
listeners.
Exactly. That's what RDS Radio is all about.
Those are the true fans.
Exactly. All right. Kizanzi, introduce yourself.
I'm Kizanzi on the org. My real name's Matt. I don't know. I'm still a new editor. Just been going at it for like a year.
How old are you?
22.
And where do you live?
In Colorado.
What's your address?
I can't disclose.
Social security number.
What's your
ATM
phone number?
What's your blood type?
I have no idea.
You don't know what your blood type is?
No, I don't actually.
Dude, you could never be in a dating sim.
Why is? Oh, okay, fine. I can make one up.
A is the best.
I'm AK positive.
We'll go with that.
Positive. Anyways, so you are a new editor, well, from the past year, but so far you've made a pretty big impression on the org and in the AMV community.
That of which I wouldn't have been aware of, but yeah.
No, dude, absolutely. I mean, you. I saw that you actually took home Best Drama from Anime Expo, is that correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was
Congratulations
massively
again.
Surprised, but yes.
Yeah, you beat out P-Wolf over here. Good job.
And Kisaira.
Yeah,
Shane.
I saw that.
And Shane. Jeez, yep. Man. You're a Batman. How could you do that?
No, honestly, I was just happy to get in, and I was actually there, and I was just like, what the hell, when I won. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, when you were there, did you meet any other editors?
No, actually, because I had only started in January, so that was my second video. So, like, I really didn't know how to go about meeting people. I really didn't think I just, you know, was able to meet people. I was just like, oh, I made two videos.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. Just walk up to me. Hey, man.
I shook your hand on stage.
Yeah, you were that guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like me and my...
That guy. That guy.
That
guy. Oh, you're that guy.
That guy.
Your hands were sweaty.
What? You, buddy.
So what's... Okay, I gotta ask you. What's your obsession with Wizard? From Angelic Lair.
Yeah.
For those people that don't know.
I really don't know how it happened, though, but I was just like, I was really into Angelic Lair, and then I started using him as my avatar, and then I started going to cons, and like the second year of cons, I actually cosplayed as him, and it kind of just got stuck after that.
Oh, alright.
So.
Okay. Tell us about your first video.
The one that no one's watched? Yeah. But no, I don't know. That was just basically me excited to get Premiere going. And I just threw a song on and threw an anime on and just started going, really.
Well, I mean, did you have, like, you know, divine intervention? You're like, oh, this song works perfect. I can see these things in my head. Or was it just, I want to make something in Premiere and let's just do it?
Well, basically, I had a bunch, like, the first idea I actually had was, like, the fourth video I did, but I had that idea, and my friend would just, like, throw something on there and try it out, so that was the first one that popped into my mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you use Premiere Pro, correct?
Yep.
Now, have you used any other video editing programs at all?
I have After Effects. I have not touched it, and then I have Vegas, and I used that for a couple hours, and I decided I like Premiere much better.
Good boy. Good boy.
Screw Premiere.
Except that he uses Pro, man. I mean,
hey.
We all know that 6.5 is where it's at. Come on, guys. Come on.
Man,
come on.
That is true. 6.5
come
is
on. Come magic. On. Shut up magic. With your magics. Shut up with your magics. Nobody cares.
Magic
sucks.
Magic isn't that bad, actually.
Oh.
Scott, I don't want you to encourage
it. It does have its flaws, though. So
everything has its flaws. But for $50 freaking dollars,
thing,
come on.
For $50
the only thing the only thing that Magix is good for me is editing one little bit of audio. That's all.
Shit the hell up.
The only good it's ever done for me. Anyways, now what do you have going on right now? Like what's really turning your cranks?
What's really turning you on?
Oh yeah.
Is it Brad?
You know it's those Canadians. But no.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know, Chris.
I hope not.
No. But I don't know, currently I'm just kinda in between stuff. I wanted to go back to drama after doing Crazy Psycho Effects dance video. And I worked on that for a few days and then I decided it's going too slow, so I'm kinda going back to dance and jumping back and forth as I get, you know, out of another.
Maybe you should make a dance drama video.
I've thought about it, but how does one do that?
Ask
well,
JCD
carefully.
You gotta
yep.
use the dance scene from Final Fantasy VIII. Because
yeah,
it's
there
so dramatic.
We'll see. You get a lot of flashy effects of people crying and fade to black.
That's a
yes.
good... Exactly. I like where
Put
it's going here.
Star wipe.
Some sparkles.
Star wipe win.
Yep.
Get some particle illusions in there. You know,
exactly.
Lens flares. Don't forget those.
Shatter effects. Come on, guys.
Backward shatter effects thing.
Hey,
work with me. Work with me.
Rectangles. Rectangles
yes.
are the new lens flare.
For me.
Actually, I just wanted to point out, you just started a new studio, didn't you not?
Yeah, we did. Me and Christy Rat on the org.
You and Christy Rat. And didn't you go against him
in the
Iron Chef tournament? And
ironically
you won, right?
enough, yes.
And you know what's funny?
How does it feel to know that you're the superior member in your studio?
Well, that's not right. I mean, it was luck of the draw.
What?
It was luck of the draw. I mean, we both had.
No.
Oh, come on.
Don't give me that. Just tell me, how does it feel? Because I want you.
I am the
that
king
you're
of
better
the
than a Canadian.
That's right. You might be higher up on the map, but I'm higher up on the site. There you go.
All right. There you go. That's all I wanted to know. All
right.
Now, speaking of Canadians, We have Fall Child on the line.
You do indeed.
He's and not really Canadian.
I was wondering how he got on here.
I'm
he
half
used
Canadian.
His wily Canadian ways to get in here.
We
a
know
hacker.
Your secrets.
And I guess kind of, as I guess he's kind of opposite of Kazanzi here, who does like the kind of serious videos, and Fall Child here just does kind of weird comedy videos.
Weird and comedy, yeah, they work. That's
and,
an accurate
well,
description.
Apparently, it's enough to get some kind of attention as a rookie. So, I guess I want to know, are you ever going to make anything serious?
I'm planning on it eventually.
You're planning on it eventually.
I really am. I do actually have an idea using a couple of Miyazaki films.
Is it going to be, like, set to cheesy 80s music?
No. No,
Dude, do it.
I only sing cheesy 80s music. I don't
You
know.
Only sing them?
Yes.
Or your me rarp.
And masturbates. You can't forget about that.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say it.
You know, I have not watched any of those projects.
I have watched it, and it's actually pretty entertaining.
I am not.
Entertaining and disturbing at the same time.
Yeah. So I guess you do have some validity in.
I don't want to. I don't want to hear Decoy singing.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Yeah,
I really.
And you
don't.
It was
you
enjoyable.
Definitely. You have to hear Drunk Streicher and his drunk girlfriend singing the duet from Flashdance.
Yes.
No.
It wins. Yes, you do.
Well, the thing is, I have heard Drunk Streicher, and he...
Oh, yeah.
okay, hold on. I'm going to post a link into the chat right now to a video that a lot of you have seen, but you probably have not heard. It's kind of tricky. Hang on, I actually have to look at the link here, it's just a second. It's, here we go. And this is the link. It's, My Sweetness by Hitori. I came across a video of the German AMV groups, which is our AMVD, their New Year's party. And German people love karaoke. And
awesome.
They decided, when they were all totally drunk, of talking about Streicher, JCD, Zest, PX32, Messi, and I think there was one more guy there. But anyways, they were all drunk, and they all started singing Candy Girl.
Yeah.
And it sounds
I did hear that video.
So funny.
Man,
and
that's
so,
it's brilliant.
And so I was like, oh my god, I've got to do this. And so I took the audio from, you know, from that video, and then took the audio from, you know, the My Sweetness video, put them together, remixed it, and it's hilarious. So enjoy
that. I did
that.
See that. I did see that. That was brilliant. That's drunk German karaoke at its peak.
I'll have to watch
this. Oh, God. And Streicher singing In the End by Linkin Park is hilarious. He's like, In the End! Didn't even matter! And he just continues these syllables.
He sounds exactly like that.
He's continuing these syllables on for like a good 20 seconds. Like,
I don't know.
Is continuing the song. It's so
I'd have to hear it, but I don't know how it compares to In the Stove singing Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
I don't know.
Or Decoy singing Numa Numa. That was brilliant, too.
Really?
Kid Singer singing Love is a Battlefield was amazing.
So maybe you shouldn't be Rookie of the Year, but Best Director.
Best Director.
I don't know. Sorry.
Best bastardization of a popular TV series?
I don't know.
Do you have any serious questions for Fall Child?
It's hard to have a serious question for someone who's supposed to be just kind of weird.
Alright.
Shoot, I'll answer the next, like, three questions completely
why don't
seriously.
Why don't we ask him the generic questions that you had lined up.
Well, hang on, I've got a question.
Where did I get my name?
No, not that. I don't care about that.
You don't care about that?
No, not really.
No, nobody does.
All right, this is for the both of you. I didn't have a chance to ask Matt about this. Matt can answer this first. What are some of the videos that you would like to see nominated for the VCAs?
Well, basically, like, the one video that I really wanted to see in the VCAs was Don't Smoke Pot Before Bedtime, and that one's ineligible, apparently.
And oh, I got a lot of great videos are ineligible.
I know, that one in True Fiction, of course, that one got...
Yeah, that's a big one. Everyone was, oh, shit.
There was a lot of stuff that I thought really would, you know, get in there, and it wasn't there. But, I mean, there's still so much else that got in there. Check here. The one of them that I think that I would have totally overlooked otherwise, you know, if you didn't show it to me, was that Things Have Changed one by Dark Chris Harwood.
Excellent, yes.
That one was amazing. Like,
such
probably the best thing
great,
I've seen.
Such a great video.
But I mean, that's just one that I think it has been overlooked a lot, but it's great.
Which video here?
Dark Crystal and Kwai Chang's Things Have Changed video.
Yeah, I know. I watched it. Watch it several times. It's all right. I don't know what
it's
else to
so
say about
good.
It.
It's so good.
It's all right.
Well, I mean, like, we were talking about how, like, you know, our favorite thing in videos is atmosphere and timing and things like that, and that video is just perfect in that aspect.
I saw
all the flow and the timing, and to me it just was just that. It was mechanical, nothing more.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Crazy.
It didn't have any soul.
Your opinion is actually wrong.
What?
I think your opinion is actually wrong.
I don't think so. I'm sorry.
That's
this
fine.
This is how I felt about it.
I think I'm getting kicked. I keep getting disconnected from IRC. What the friggin' hell?
Weird.
It's fine. IRC doesn't like you. Now people probably hate me now for having such a brash opinion about a good video.
Brash.
Of course. Well,
too bad. It's my new attitude. I'm just gonna say what I think.
That's because
I think you're gay.
Friggin' hatist.
Okay, and didn't you have the same question for FC?
The Fall Child.
All right. Well, the one thing I really got I nominated probably first thing was for best lip sync would be Aqua's Quid Pro Quo.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I enjoyed
that
a lot.
Funny video. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. It's a good video.
Let's see.
Hold on. While
I
we're on
didn't
the
watch
video.
Enough to feel that I'm actually, like, an expert on any of these videos. I've got your regular, like, best original I put in the race, and I can't believe The Bride of Berserk was actually... I did not know it was made this year. I thought for sure it was made last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a...
I don't know.
This year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I put that
else?
In.
Right on.
I forgot about that one.
What else?
I actually, seriously, like, not joking, put in God 9 for most helpful.
Of course.
I'm not kidding. I really did. He actually helped me out a lot.
Honestly, he's going to get nominated for that just because of all the, you know, vote goddicks for, you know, best helpful thing.
He sort of disappeared after he got banned, though.
Yeah.
He got banned? I didn't even know about this. When did he get banned?
He flamed Sierra and, he flamed somebody, and apparently it was enough to get him banned for a week. He was banned from the chat room also, and he hasn't come back since.
Really?
Oh.
And since you asked, I have to.
Oh,
I have
apparently
to pay
he's
tribute.
Unbanned already.
Yeah, he's unbanned, but he hasn't come back since the week he was banned. Though.
Oh.
It's been like 2 or 3 weeks. So yeah, Silver Moon and Sierra Leone.
Since you asked, I have to pay tribute to the people in the chat room, and I'm going to nominate Mitternacht Special Edition for
most
original.
If that is nominated, I'm going to kill someone.
It's totally going to be, though. You know it is.
Most original.
Come on. You know it is.
Most improved. Can you post a video as most improved?
Yeah, right. Well, I submitted the category best re-remastered video, but they didn't accept it.
Re-remastered, that's awesome.
I was still shocked when they didn't pick best male model. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sexiest male AMV editor.
Yeah.
That Satomi would most likely do.
Yeah. I would totally go for that, too. Alright, Brad, did you have anything else to ask?
Come on, a serious question.
Alright. What are you working on now?
What am I working on now? Right now, I've got a top secret project that I'm not going to talk about for AWA. I hope I can get that done.
How about you tell
us
what
that contest?
Is?
No. I'm thinking pro. I'm going to try pro.
Pro? Oh, can you tell us at least the genre?
No, actually. It
how about...
really have a genre, which means it probably won't do well, but whatever.
Not necessarily.
Is it a serious comedic kind of...
See, like, you...
I guess it would
have a genre
be go into the comedic area, but right now I'm trying to do a semi-action-y video with I want to be the first person to do a full-on Panda Z music video.
Nice.
So I found this, like, really odd Japanese punk rock group called P-Lander Z. And
they played at OhioCon, and I hung
did
out
they?
With them.
Yeah. Awesome.
They are crazy. They're so
they are.
Weird.
I want to see their live show.
Even when they're not around anybody. Like, you know, you'd think that's just, like, their personality, like, on stage or whatever. Like, even when, like, I rode the elevator down with them, like, to get them to the event, and they were just being kooky just by themselves. It was really funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the whole... I basically thought there would be a lot more songs about pandas, but I only found Die, They Must Die, The Pandas Must Die, which has already been done. I only found the Ollie and Syphil...
Syphil and Ollie.
Syphil and Ollie. The Pandas Are Coming, which is already a Flash animation. I didn't feel like redoing it. So I found this little panda punk song from P-Lander Z. I'm like, that's brilliant. I'm using that.
Right on.
Awesome.
There's actually a Syphil and Ollie sketch that I want to do a short little video to. I had it a long time ago, and now I have no idea where it is. But it's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I need to find it again. But, yeah, it's good stuff.
Fall is right. Semi-punk rock. Oh, good old Kitsune.
What else?
Isn't he 12?
Yeah, he's 12.
Well, 12-year-old.
How old are you?
He's jailbait. Me?
Yeah.
23.
So you're a pedophile.
That's good.
I'm an old fogey. Yeah, that's why I call Kitsune jailbait.
Oh. Yeah,
I'll make sense. And what?
Go.
What province do you live in?
Ontario, but I live in the southern Ontario, near the border, where most of us live, because it's really cold.
Because all the guys live in Ontario, and all the girls live in BC. That's how it works.
I know, it sucks.
Community. Even Moon,
She lives in Ottawa.
Yeah,
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. She lives in BC. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. All the girls live in BC. All the guys live in Ontario. That's how it works.
And to meet up, we'd have to go into, like, Alberta, and nobody wants to do that.
No, of course not. That's why.
So is that where the social scene is? But nobody goes there?
No.
The what scene?
Never mind.
That's the middle
okay.
part.
That's the middle part.
It's the rectangle.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is the question that I really want to ask. I know everyone has been waiting for me to ask this all night. Are you going to ASIN?
Me?
Yeah, are you going
to
go to
ASIN? No, I have to say no.
You're gay, dude.
I'm going to AWA, though.
Matt.
ASIN.
Who cares about AWA? Dude, ASIN is the new AWA.
It's not really.
AWA's old news now.
Without a booked hotel.
It's fine. You just show up.
Aeson's going to be cool this year.
Yeah, Aeson is going to be great.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. We're all going to be sleeping on the grass because Coop didn't book the hotel.
It's fine. It won't be that cold anyway.
Just pull a JCD, okay? At Animagic in Germany, JCD did not want to pay for the hotel, so he pitched a tent, like, out by...
Are you serious?
Yeah, he slept in a tent.
That's awesome.
So he pitched a tent.
Yeah, and I do mean that sexually. Yeah.
It's the cold breeze, man.
Yeah. All right, Matt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, same question. Aeson.
You know,
you
I'd really
Colorado.
Like to.
And Mexico.
I'd like to. Yeah,
dude,
I'm in the middle
gay
with nothing.
The thing to do would be not to go.
Well, I mean, so. I'm already definitely going out to AX this year.
Awesome.
And I'm gonna definitely try to make it to AWA. I don't know if I can do like three in a year. That's the budget
dude,
and the
dude,
time
I
off.
Do like four
dude,
or five.
Okay. Forget AX. AX is gay.
No, shut up.
Is horrible. The only
AX
reason you would
gay.
Go there is for P-Wolf, and he's the only one there. You go there and you look for AMV creators. He's the only one sitting there.
Yeah.
And maybe Subarunker, and he's gonna be at Aeson
yeah,
too.
Yeah, even Subarunker is gonna go to Aeson, and he's from—I don't know where he's.
He lives
from.
In Anaheim.
Yeah, he's gonna just—he's not even gonna go to AX. He realizes
yeah, he is.
That it sucks. No, he's not, dude. He's
oh,
sending
yeah, he is.
He's sending one of his stuntmen to go for AX.
But no, I'll try to make it out if I can, and if I have something done.
Dude, just go.
Don't be like Coop, okay? Okay, here's what Coop was going to do. He was not going to go to AWA if he didn't get a video done for it. He's like, I don't want to go to a con. Oh, that's gay. He ended up going anyway because he's a freaking baby.
Gay.
So you didn't go to any cons last year?
Yeah, I did. I went to Aeson and AWA.
And you said that was his thing for a while. And I was like, God, you're freaking tarded. I can't go without a new video. What'll people think of me?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I know.
Anyways, I don't think we have any more questions. I would like to take callers, but
that's
you know
a
what?
Shame.
It's pretty late.
Yeah,
and we don't have any
been
space
doing this
on
for a
Skype.
Really long time.
And there's actually like six more songs to play, so I'm gonna end it by saying goodbye now and then just playing the songs. And if you guys want to listen to your songs, you're more than welcome to. I'll play them until they're done. But I just want to thank everyone who is on Skype / Vin Trillo tonight.
Thanks, Liz, for
suffering
through the Ventrilo interview. That was really bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And sorry for all the hopeful listeners who came in, you know, thinking they were actually going to get a quality show tonight.
Wait,
that
does anybody
happens.
Ever
come
expect
on,
that?
Guys.
That
the only times we have a quality show is when nobody's listening.
Seriously.
It's true. And then we'll have, like, such great moments, like Zero in a Box or something like that.
That was a good one.
But,
that just deserves my interview, but Zero in a Box was just awesome.
And thanks for Kizanzi and Fallchild here for coming in, being interviewed.
All right, thank you too, Sexy.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
And hopefully, well, actually, you guys, you know what, don't even anticipate a show next week. We might do one, you never know. And
we'll
it might be good. You're just going to have to find out.
No, it won't. That's impossible. But, that would defeat the entire purpose.
If
we tune in to see
one.
If it is going to be bad or something.
If we do one, we will test out Ventrilo beforehand and make
no,
sure that
just
and
use
actually,
Skype.
I
yes.
think we're going to want to stay with Skype. It's less hassle on the server, too. Anyways, we're going to end the show now, and thanks for everyone for listening in. Maybe you'll hear from us like next week. And here's five songs that people requested. I don't really know who sent what, but if you want to hear your song and you hadn't heard it before, here it goes. Good night, guys.
Night.
Night.
Good night.
And we're off.
All right.
Who knows?
Sorry, guys.
It's
the best show ever.
Yes.
I have to say, that was a pretty entertaining show.
That was
you
two
had,
hours
like,
long?
You had, like, guests coming in left and right.
No, that was horrible, man.
Next guest.
Because I didn't know what the hell to do, and for the longest time I was wondering why I couldn't talk to Kazanzi, because there's so many people on Ventrilo.
Yeah.
I'm like,